time is very short, life is very short, but we will not be lazy, we will not lose our time, we will be always punctual for our service, and we will do proper activities and proper service for our Gurudev, for Gurudev's mission. Gurudev deity, Gurudev's mission, and Gurudev's devotee, we will give him love and affection, we will take care of properly for them. This is our real things. Through practice is coming. Practice makes perfect. Always we will think that how we will improve his service qualities. Everybody have no same service quality. Everybody have no facility for service for the Lord. But how much I have capacity, how much I have, we have to give through love and affection, through heart. Heart, mind always will be clean, not to give any place to the dirty things. Dirty things always remove from our heart. We have to be a simple Vaishnava, simple living and high thinking. Our thinking is the very highest things. We have to reach our goal, we have to go to our proper place from where we came. Only it is possible to the human being. By the fortunate of the Lord, we got this human body and we got bona fide teacher, bona fide guru, and remembering him, we have to do our service properly. You are thinking you are not doing service, but Krishna's service always will be fulfilled. Anybody will do. You are not doing, you are losing. If somebody will do that service, that is no problem. Service will not be stopped. If somebody is not doing, other devotee will do that. In this way, we have to do our service as we can, as soon as possible, as much as possible. We will give our best things to our Gurudev. Actually, we are becoming too much selfish. Always we are thinking for ourselves, thinking for our happiness, but we do not know how happiness will come. What happiness you are getting in this material life, this is very temporary. Sometimes coming happiness, sometimes is coming sadness. But for the devotees, is happiness or sadness is the same. Is happiness and sadness is same. For that, we have to realize, we have to be a proper disciple of our Guru. Disciple always thinking when Gurudev will chastise me. That is his happiness. If I getting chastisement from our Gurudev, that is the mercy. That is the mercy of Gurudev. That's, you can read the scripture also. Sanatana Goswami told Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are giving bitter to me, you are giving sweet to Jagadananda Pandit. Because Mahaprabhu is chastising Jagadananda Pandit. Sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also beat Advaita Prabhu. Because he, Advaita Prabhu is testing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Advaita Prabhu one time he is preaching the Mayavadi things. And Mahaprabhu beat him. And Advaita Prabhu is happy through that. Yes, I wanted that. And one time in Puri, Mahaprabhu asking to Srivas Pandit, Srivas, you are thinking, who is Advaita Prabhu? Advaita Prabhu, you can compare with whom? Tell. Asking the question. And Srivas Pandit told, I am going to compare Advaita Prabhu with Sukadev Goswami or Prahlad Maharaj. And Mahaprabhu is very angry and he gave salute to Sri Vaishpandi. And he is taking on stick and again went to beat him. And Sriman Advaita Babu stopped to Mahaprabhu. Please forgive him. Advaita Babu asking to Mahaprabhu, please forgive Sri Vaishpandi. Sri Vaishpandi does not know. And then Mahaprabhu is glorifying to Advaita Babu. Who is Advaita Acharya? Advaita means Lord. Acharya means who is coming in this world as a devotee and preaching, spreading the Krishna consciousness. That is called Advaita Acharya. Sriman Mahaprabhu explaining in this way. And then told that is Prahlad and Sukhdev, their baby. Their baby are Advaita is more than more and higher than them. Mahaprabhu told there are younger generation. Prahlad Maharaj and Sukhdev Goswami. But Advaita Babu is higher than so much there. They are very old generation. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu giving explanation about Advaita Babu. In this way, we can understand that Srivashya, ki bolli, but again, I'm angry. You are telling about Advaita Babu, who do not know anything. And in this way, that so much explanation we are getting about Sriman Advaita Prabhu and Sri Vash Pandit and about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Narare ki bolili tui Sri Vashya. What you said about Advaita Prabhu, my Naram. Nara means who pulled me from Goloko to Goloko. Golok means Goloko Vrindavan or Golok means material world. And who bring me from Goloka Vrindavan in this material world? That is called Nara. Advaita Babu did that. Advaita Babu is shouting and doing with Tulsi and Ganga Jal and bringing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this world.